Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. If you think of radio personalities as a voice without a face, that is not Matt Davis. For this DJ at the Baltimore FM station 98 Rock, community engagement has been a huge part of his job for 11 years. Not only has he hosted the program Noise in the Basement, showcasing Maryland-based bands since 1996, but he's also emceed the live performances generated by the show. On Monday, Matt Davis will host the final Noise in the Basement live show because he's leaving 98 Rock. And he stopped by WYPR with us to reflect on what he's done and what's next. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheila. I appreciate you having me.
So you've been at 98 Rock for nearly two decades and had to have hosted hundreds of the Noise in the Basement concerts. What will you miss most about those shows?
You know, it's something that I've been doing personally since I was a teenager. I mean, starting with playing in bands and booking shows and promoting shows. So it's a very big part of my life. And I think I'm going to miss the kind of, not just the musical aspect of it, but the social aspect of seeing this large music family every single week.
Noise in the Basement is all local. How did you scope out the bands that you wanted for both the radio show and the live shows?
I got really lucky, probably compared to what another host would have had to do. But since I was so in touch with the music scene and I kind of grew up with it and was in touch with it for so many years, I knew who the big bands were at the time when I first started the live promotion. So it was easy for me to grab the heavy hitters and put them in the club. And then at a certain point, I got really lucky in that bands were seeking me out with their demos in the club every week or calling me at the station and sending their demos in to me through the mail.
And is there some way of describing the mix that you were looking for, or was it different every time?
You know, there was an element of, they matched our format on 98 Rock, but I really pushed our format over the years. And we did everything from rock music to reggae and hip-hop through death metal. So we did the whole scope of what is available here in Baltimore.
So which is a lot.
It really is, and we're really lucky. We have a very eclectic scene and amazing musicians in every single genre. So talent, a band that was a great live performer and had some great songs, but we were about giving the little guy a head start too. So we kind of like to bring bands up and let them develop over the years.
As a DJ, what DJs do you admire?
Well, you know, there's so many DJs I think in this market alone that I admire, and it was a lot of people at 98 Rock. I mean, that's really the station I grew up listening to. I mean, I listened to Sarah, of course, for many years, Sarah Fleischer. I listened to Kirk McEwen and Stash and all these guys who are just, in my opinion, and I'm not just saying this because I'm coming from 98 Rock, but some of the best rock DJs in the country, and I feel very comfortable saying that, and I think a lot of people would agree with me. But in saying that, I also admired a lot of the people, even at our competition from WHFS. And from my early days, I was a Howard Stern fan. So I've always been a Howard and Robin fan as well from the early days on.
What about Stern?
Stern, I think, is an amazing interviewer. And I think that's what I appreciated most about him. And I think the people that don't like him, there's a lot of reasons to not like Howard, I think. Hands down, when the dust clears, I think the guy is one of the best interviewers out there, and I learned a lot from him.
That's DJ Matt Davis. And no, you're not listening to his usual station, 98 Rock. You're listening to 88.1 Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about Davis's plans to leave 98 Rock and launch an entertainment career in hypnosis. So, I mean, you're leaving this wonderful DJ gig for hypnosis?
Isn't that crazy?
Explain that.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, just bless my wife and my family, you know, for being able to come home and say that I'm leaving my career to do hypnosis. There was a headline in the Baltimore Sun that read, "Longtime disc jockey leaves radio for hypnosis." And it probably might as well have just said, "Long-term disc jockey committed."
But loses his mind.
Yes. But this is something that's been kind of a hobby of mine for a long time. And I love doing it, and I've been given kind of a rare opportunity to go out and do this on a full-time basis.
And doing this, what is this?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I find that a lot of people in Maryland did not come up with hypnotists and hypnosis shows. And in other states and cities, it's a little bit more well-known. Like if you go to New Jersey, everybody kind of came up with this. But so it's a quick, entertaining introduction to hypnosis. You take probably 15 or 20 volunteers that will join you on stage. They will undergo the induction, which is the process of getting people into hypnosis. And at that point, we put people into fun, silly situations, change their environment and personalities, and just have a lot of fun with them, help them explore their creativity.
Your new line of work is going to focus primarily on hypnosis performances. Did hosting a radio show feel like a performance?
I think so, for sure. You know, I got to do a lot in radio, and I think it definitely is a performance. And in addition, my role at the radio station had me out at clubs and doing a lot of promotions. So
yeah.
I was always looking for that thing to keep a crowd entertained and to engage a crowd. And this, it's kind of a natural thing for me.
What is it about this that so compels you that you want to do this for a living?
Well, it's funny because my interest in hypnosis probably started when I was a small child. And I've always kind of been fascinated with the whole mind-body connection. And it just kind of naturally, I think in the environments that I've been in over the years, went in the direction of entertainment and hypnosis. And I think I just love, I love people, obviously, being in this business. And I love to entertain, and hypnosis has just been such a passion of mine for a long time. So to combine those three things and to be able to do it for a living is exciting for me.
So what do you think you're going to be doing in 5 years?
Well, you know, the person who I'm going to be mentoring with is probably going to be slowing down a little bit. And I'm hoping to involve myself a little bit more heavily in his talent agency, and I'm hoping to be doing a lot of dates around the country and possibly the world, entertaining people at universities and large private events like that.
You can support yourself doing this and your family.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I wish you luck. I appreciate your talking to us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Matt Davis is leaving 98 Rock. Monday will be his last live Noise in the Basement show. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. I'm Sheila Cast. Let's take another minute to note another 98 Rock veteran who just left, Sarah Fleischer, a DJ there for close to four decades. Here's a clip of her farewell.
I'm blown away, by the way, from the tributes from HFS and DC 101, Mike Jones and Roach. And Nisi from HFS, that just doesn't happen. But they're acknowledging me and my longevity here, and that's just so beautiful. But, you know, I don't want to ramble on. I got a song I got to play for you, and it's important to me. So it's time for me to say, not goodbye, but I'm going to see you around. Right? No goodbyes, just see you. And I want to leave you with this. If my ship sails from sight, it doesn't mean my journey ends. It simply means the river bends, and know that this is my time, and it's all good, and I love you.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by John and McCone.
We have production help from
Christy Forrest
and Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1809, Mother Elizabeth Ann Seton, a recent convert to the Catholic Church, founded the Sisters of Charity of St. Joseph in Emmitsburg with four other women. The little nucleus became the first American province of the Daughters of Charity. By the time Mother Seton died in 1821, the community numbered 50 sisters. In 1975, the Vatican declared Mother Seton a saint, the first person born in the United States to be canonized. We're back on Monday. Hope you'll join us.